Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 15, 1805. Crying frogs and bad water. Dual entries today. Both captains write much about the wide Missouri River and the beautiful plains which are covered with small pebbles and till from the Ice Age. Glaciers moved this material down from the mountains and left it as they receded. The plains are mostly treeless, and the hills are covered with black and brown shale mixed with some organic material resembling coal. This formation is known today as the Sentinel Butte Formation. Captain Lewis further describes the area.
Set out at an early hour this morning. I walked on shore, and Captain Clark continued on with the party, it being an invariable rule with us not to both be absent from our vessels at the same time. I passed through the bottoms of the river on the starboard side. They were partially covered with timber, and were extensive, level, and beautiful. In my walk, which was about 6 miles, I passed a small rivulet of clear water making down the hills, which, on tasting, I discovered to be a small degree brackish. It possessed less of a glabrous salt, or alum, than those little streams from the hills usually do. In a little pond of water, formed by this rivulet where it entered at the bottom, I heard the frogs crying for the first time this season. I saw great quantities of geese feeding on the bottoms, of which I shot one. Some deer and elk, but they are remarkably shy. I also saw great numbers of grouse, or prairie hen, as they are called by the English traders of the Northwest. These birds appear to be mating. The note of the male is cuck, 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 coo, coo, coo. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 15, 1805.
Captain Clark echoes Lewis's beautiful description of the plains. He goes on to describe the cliffs along the bank of the river.
The wind hard from the southeast. After breakfast, I walked on shore and ascended to the high country on the starboard side, and off from the Missouri about 3 miles. The country is beautiful, open, fertile plain. The drains take their rise near the cliffs of the river and run from the river in a northwest direction as far as I could see. This is the part of the river which Mouse River, the waters of Lake Winnipeg, approaches within a few miles of the Missouri, and I believe those drains lead to that river. All the streams which head a few miles in the hills discharge water which is black and unfit for use, and I can safely say that I have not seen a drop of water fit for use above Fort Mandan, except Knife and the Little Missouri and the Missouri, the other streams being so much impregnated with mineral as to be very disagreeable in its present state. Captain William Clark, April 15, 1805.
Monday. Wind so hard the party stopped.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.